Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Zach Mayer, Chief Executive Officer of Lyft Global Ventures, of course. I was going to say the king of the chart, but of course now you've got several strings to your bow, I should say, or several bows even. This is a different bow completely, but it's more about fundamentals. But so Zach, you were on about a month ago talking about Lyft. Just explain for people who didn't hear that or forgotten, what is Lyft Global Ventures all about, please?
Lyft Global Ventures is a financial media and technology investment company. Which in ordinary English means that we are going to be basically investing in the areas which are represent the experience of the management. So the chairman, Paul Gazard, used to be a fund manager and is obviously got PLC experience. He's a CEO of Duke Mountain, et cetera. The executive director used to work for a hedge fund, Tim Daniel. He's now, he's basically an accountant. So he's effectively the CFO, but the financial guru of the company. And so hedge funds, fund management, and then obviously me used to be a broker in the 90s, futures and options broker. And then I've done all the stuff that you're familiar with, which is financial market commentary and charting and all those things. It means that I basically know this space that we're in. I suppose it's the Vox market space. It's the ADVFN space, the financial website space, very, very well indeed. I know most of the people who are involved in it. I've known them for many years. ADVFN, I've been for 20 years, Interactive Investor, which was taken over last month or just at the end of November, I think, for $1.5 billion by Aberdeen. I used to write for them as well, written for ADVFN, obviously I write for Vox. So I think there are, you know, few people who have more experience of this space. And I think that one of the positives about Lyft is that we are management who are hunting in our own backyard. We're not trying to be experts in the metaverse or NFTs or quantum AI or whatever is the latest thing to jump on. It's very much the experience that we're going to leverage in terms of the investments that Lyft will make.
Yeah. And so where are you at the moment then? What's the plan of attack here? And, where are you in the development curve of Lyft?
Right. At the moment, we're fundraising. We started in earnest at the beginning of this week, started to gather momentum. I sort of mentioned a high-profile investor, which we won't mention on air, but there's a high-profile investor, which kind of makes sense, as you probably would agree. And so already in the seed round, we had decent city types in there, investment houses and brokers and other people who were sort of in the trade. I think there was a newspaper article about Adrian Beeston being in the seed round. He founded Argo Blockchain, so having him on board, I've known him for many years, but having him on board is obviously a very positive thing for Lyft. His expertise is well known with Argo, £1 billion company at its best. And so, ideally, in the IPO, we'll have, you know, equally knowledgeable people involved. And obviously it's open to investors, you know, all kinds, private investors and institutional investors as well. So the raise of 1.7 million is going well at the moment. You know, as I said, we started on Monday, and, you know, even as we at the end of the week, you know, the momentum is gathering, and I'm very pleased with how it's going at the moment. Hopefully, the rest of the 1.7 will be raised in a matter of days, and I suppose a week to 10 days after that, then Lyft will list on the Aquis market.
Yeah, yeah. And so if someone's listening right now, in a private investor, and they want to get involved, what's the best way to go about it?
Best way to go about it is to call our brokers, Novum Securities, and they will, you know, they will do their due diligence and chat to you, and hopefully, if you're interested in investing, you'll be able to do it through them. So, obviously, I'm very familiar with all the brokers in the city, small cap brokers, but those are they're the ones who were very keen on the project. And so those are the people that we've chosen to go with, you know, it's, as I said, that it's going well, and I suppose in a way it's better that it's, you know, now in January the FTSE sort of near the highs, you know, we sort of post Omicron, hopefully now I think the market is looking probably rather better than it was, you know, end of November, early December, so I think that is a positive and a helpful thing. Obviously, in the Lyft space, which is, you know, the sort of stock market service provider area, you can call Vox and other companies like that, service providers, the PR companies, IR companies and trading platforms, it's been, the last couple of years have been very busy. You know, people were trading from home as well as working from home. And I think the pandemic has shone a light on the value of all digital businesses, and especially in our area, hence, you know, Interactive Investor Deal, and hence ADVFN being up for sale. So I think there'll be much more of that, and Lyft is looking forward to take part in that. You know, clearly with my experience, and probably with your experience as well, looking at it, you can see which companies, whether they're PR companies or websites, are doing well at the moment. Things are very much social media related now, and that's really transformed the dissemination of information. And have a research note from a research house, but it's all about the digital distribution of that research. That's where the value is. You know, I've got 20,000 followers, so, you know, something goes out on there, a lot of people see it, and that aids liquidity and obviously educates investors as well. So I think we're in a good place in the, you know, this sort of small cap end of the market. And also, I think I'm quite enthusiastic about Aquis as well, given that now that the rules have changed regarding AIM and the sort of the standard list, you know, you have to have a much greater market cap. I think business will go to the Aquis market, and it needs, you know, it needs decent companies and decent people talking about it to get it moving. I'm sure you can remember when AIM started, people weren't that keen on AIM. You know, and then AIM became obviously transformational for companies like ASOS, etc. And I'm hoping and looking to Aquis to do the same.
Yeah. So what's your? I mean, I'm a big fan of microcaps. You know, I mean, some research is needed, but there's plenty at the moment, especially we've had about sort of 8 months of a grind sideways to lower, and some good bargains to be had up there. But so, what's your ultimate ambition here, Zach? I mean, obviously, when you started this, you thought you had a thought in mind. What do you want to achieve here?
Yeah, I think it's sort of buy and build, and I suppose it's maybe in some cases a bit like being a property developer, that you see assets that you think are rather cheap, or assets that if you fitted an old school PR a company with a new website which has a lot of followers, then both of those entities would benefit. So synergistic deals, I think, would be one thing, and then obviously refurbishment deals, where you take something which you think, if it was tweaked here and tweaked there, it would then have a better value. The other opportunity, I think, with our area is that you don't necessarily just need to be in the UK. You can go international. It's obviously the American market or the Australian market big markets there. And the opportunity to have, you know, for instance, if it was, you know, Vox UK and then Vox US, ADBFN have done that. They've gone international. That is a, you know, that scalability is the whole, you know, one of the big kickers of technology. At the same time, as you know, in the UK, we value tech on a very low level. And so, you know, if you know, for the, it's a financial website in the UK, which is worth £1 million. In the US, the same financial website would be worth £5 million, not just because it's a bigger market. So I think there's a, there's an arbitrage to try and get that US, UK differential and build something that you could then spin the UK, or, you know, buy it at UK prices and then sell it at US or international prices. And I think that's another opportunity that there is. And then the final thing is that, you know, we're only raising 1.7, so we'll have a market cap of 2.7 million. The good thing about anything in the digital area is that, in general, the costs of acquisition and the cost of development are rather less than they would be in the old economy. So that is an important point. And in probably just the final point is that Lyft is not going to be one of those sort of blue sky companies where you say that we've got a bit of IP that we're hoping to develop or sell on. It's not, it's not going to be blue sky. It's going to be revenue based. We're going to be buying revenue, hopefully at a decent, you know, a decent valuation, and then look to sell it on at a obviously at a premium. So that's really what we're looking at. We're the sort of the oldest part of the new economy. I think that it's much easier to value things when they're revenue based rather than or a concept. And obviously that's where investors have had problems before, that you have something which is looks like a great idea now, but then, you know, maybe NFTs are not what we thought they were going to be, or crypto is not what we thought it was going to be. And that aspect of transparency and visibility on earnings, I think, is very important.
Yeah. It's yeah, crypto and NFTs are kind of, I see that as a bubble, but and, you know, it is interesting that you say that about PR, and I thought this for a while. You know, you get the old style city PR companies representing small micro cap companies. They have no presence now, no presence on the modern day marketing platforms or social media. Very few of them have any followers whatsoever. And you're thinking, well, how can you be a PR company? It's not about getting, okay, it helps when you get a bit of a mention in the Daily Mail or Money Mail or FT or some of that, or the Standard. But, you know, there's more spreadability, you know, virality potential on social media, and they have no presence on those platforms, which is very odd, very behind the times, aren't they, many of them?
Yes, no, I think it's you sort of kind of wonder what a lot of them do for their clients. I suppose they give them guidance in terms of you know, what to say in an RNS or what looks good or bad. But obviously, we've seen plenty of RNSs where you think, you know, who let that through? So that is one thing. That maybe they help introduce the companies to potential investors or institutions who might invest. Maybe there's still a role there. So that's sort of access to capital. But, you know, you see that, you know, let's say there's a company which gets mentioned in the Daily Mail. The real sizzle comes when, you know, you or I retweet that. That's when it really gets seen, because normally people just don't see it. So, you know, you put the hashtag on there, and that's when, you know, the share price will respond. But if it's just in the paper, maybe it'll just be there might, you know, it might be up 1% for, you know, an hour, and then it fades away. So I think Twitter and the influencers and all the other commentators on there, I think they really have market and the liquidity going, and it's not so much the, you know, the mainstream press or the Deadwood press that has that influence. So the role of PR companies, I think, is changing, and it really is on the digital side where the growth is, and the sort of the excitement is. It's a bit like, I suppose, the way that advertising has changed, and you know, I suppose the goal would be to do in our little space, on our little ecosystem, what, you know, Martin Sorrell did in the advertising world, still doing. I mean, he's just, you know, brilliant at putting the different bits together and creating a sort of a larger, sort of greater revenue generating entity. And that buy and build that style, I think, is something to emulate, and hopefully we'll do that.
Yeah. And do you have, you know, any as yet sort of investment targets in sight?
Well, unfortunately, you can't. One can't say what targets you're looking at. Clearly, the all you can say, I suppose, is that it would be, you know, that there are synergistic businesses, or, you know, businesses that you target that you think are undervalued or underappreciated, and that those would be the targets. But that has to be something that is saved for after the listing, not before. But I think hopefully in this interview and others, people can see the, you know, the value of, you know, maybe taking an old school PR company and adding it to a brand new digital platform, or you know, adding it to a trading platform, or you know, those sorts of things, that the different pieces of the jigsaw are in our area, fitting them together in the best way and to enhance shareholder value.
Yeah, yeah. No, not after names, but do you have any insight at the moment? I mean, are you honing in, targeting some investments already? Have you got a short list of companies you're looking at?
I think that at this stage, it's probably as I said, it's for this sort of company, the targets have to be left for after the listing. But it would clearly be something that you'd be looking at, synergistic businesses. I think in the first instance, synergistic businesses. Say it was a financial website and trading platform, something like that, that you would get greater revenue of leveraging the followers or the users of a financial website by allowing them to, say, trade through that website rather than just looking at news on the website. So it's monetizing the user base, which is the key to this whole area. And whether that's, the example I've given you, or whether it's an old type of PR company with a digital one, it depends on what looks good at the time, whether that's February or March this year or September.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cool.
That we'll have to wait and see. And obviously, things change all the time. Things change all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Marvelous stuff. Okay, if you visit the website there, and there's an email address there as well. Again, contact us, liftgv.com. Zach, thanks for that, fella, and hopefully it goes all well, the fundraise, and we'll be talking in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand, and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want, with PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards, so you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, Great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all iqbar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.